Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's The Rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Los Angeles Lakers are in town. Boo, boo. Although I was kind of rooting for them last night. And I don't know, maybe it's John rubbing off on me. He's made me a Doc Rivers hater. Starting to believe Doc's not going to make the... I kind of did. It's more personnel coming in there that was going to matter more in terms of fixing Milwaukee and whether or not they can really win a title like they're currently constructed. But I was rooting against old Doc in Milwaukee last night and rooting for Austin Reeves. Found myself rooting for Austin Reeves and Anthony Davis. Mm-hmm. Now, I'll be rooting against them tonight. Don't get me wrong. I'm pro-Grizz all the way, and they are 4.5-point underdogs tonight. Brandon Clark is listed as questionable. That's an upgrade from probable, and that's usually, in Grizz terms, when guys go. He's, of course, coming back from that left Achilles tendon tear, repair, whatever you want to call it. And, yeah, we talked about it earlier this week. Want to see the bounce. And we saw it a little bit in some on the socials, him and with Jaren Jackson and working out. Wasn't that during the All-Star break?
Yeah.
You know, Brandon Clark was getting up, dunking. It's a different thing, though, doing it in the game. Doing it in sets and everything else. And so that's what you want to see. You just want to feel good.
Right.
Imagine he's going to be on a pretty limited minutes restrictions, whether that's 15 or 20 minutes. We'll see. I just don't see you trying to get a win and playing Brandon Clark 30 to 40 minutes in his first game back. Grizz love to ramp up, like we said, that first hour. So we'll be exciting, and I expect the applause for Brandon, who's signed up. You need him to be a part of this going forward, with what you've paid him, with what you expect. He needs to be that sixth guy. And again, I'm telling you, what he doesn't need to be is a starting four next to Jaren Jackson Jr. next year. Isn't that a lot of pressure, too, to put on Brandon Clark? Again, it just underscores why it's so important, it feels like, to go out and get that big. You keep Brandon in that spot that's familiar to him, where he's been most effective in that sixth spot. And if you get in playoff series or whatever it is, situations like the Minnesota Timberwolves series was, where Brandon is out there and more effective with Jaren Jackson, then that's what you do. But keeping him slotted in his role and hopefully him being able to still do that, that's what tonight represents a first step toward, obviously. Tonight you can hear the game, obviously, with Eric Hasseltine on the call at 7 o'clock right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. We're hoping the pregame starts at 6:30. I'm hoping that LeBron James goes, so you get the vibe for the fans that go down there. Obviously, down at FedEx Forum, you'd rather see LeBron than not. And we mentioned Anthony Davis last night in the win over the Bucks.
I just don't see any way he
played
plays.
52 minutes.
I don't see any.
And was limping, and it was noted, too, by the TNT cast there, was noted that he was limping late. Again, stuck it out, played well all the way through, but why play him on the second night of a back-to-back against a Grizzlies team that's got, you know, 8 wins at home this season? If you've got LeBron out there, you probably feel like you can go. And who knows? They may feel like, listen, we can steal 2 games here without LeBron, rest that ankle, and get both wins. They may, you know, Rui and Austin Reeves and D'Angelo could be enough. But I'd rather see that. We know Desmond Bain gets up for the Lakers. You'd rather see LeBron out there. But, again, for the Grizzlies, we said Brandon Clark listed as questionable. You will not have, likely, John Conchar, Vince Williams Jr., both of those guys listed as doubtful.
Right.
Kennard's still out for personal reasons. So that's why I go back to this is a Lakers team that's still playing hard for something. And Austin Reeves is freaking hooping right now. One of the best young players in the league.
He's one of the
best white players. No, he's one of the best young players. Period.
Yeah.
In the league right now. Last night had a monster triple double for them and hit the big shot for him and going ahead.
You know what? You could have just left off
29,
young.
14 rebounds and 10 assists. Players in the league. Best young players.
No, I wish you would just say it again without the young part.
I characterized it exactly right. One of the best young players in the league.
No, he's incredible. And I think the piece I'm most impressed by is his ability to make shots when they matter, right? Like, he's not a guy that's just going to, like, dress up and pad stats. Like, he makes big, high leverage shots.
And takes them, as he did last night, yeah.
You know,
you got to have some, you know, big ones to do that.
Was having this argument last night. You know, it's like the SEC. And maybe y'all don't want to talk about it. Maybe y'all are uncomfortable about it. But it just means more when the white is American.
It means more to you.
It should be obvious. It should be obvious that I don't.
You jumped off, though. So you can't be waving the flag now. You had completely jumped off the bandwagon.
You are no spokesman for the white
American player in the NBA.
Oh, well, that's ridiculous.
Because you jumped off the train a long time ago. You had to come around. I had to tell you Austin Reeves was white for you to even pay any attention.
I knew he was white.
He's Arkansas white.
He's as white as it gets, all right? We're kindred spirits. We have a lot in common.
Oh, now you do.
I will say this. I was looking into, you're not going to believe this, but I was looking into the 35 and up league at the Memphis Jewish Community Center last night. All right? Now, I'm not 35 yet.
I was about to say, you don't even qualify
yet. I'm 33.
And? Well, you going to start getting ready now?
It's going to take me some time. I can't be in the league with 18-year-olds, bro. Now, there's a draft. There's a draft. Did you know how it worked?
No.
There's a draft. So I'm just curious as to how that works and how many rounds are there. And, you know, but I'm thinking about getting back into it, bro, just to have some, you know, some basketball back in my life because I do miss it. And it
gives I heard you complain about your kids this morning. Sounds like you need some joy in your life. Your kids are not providing it, apparently.
That
was really sad.
Was it?
Come on, bro.
Was it sad?
Did you hear any of him with Calkins?
I didn't.
I had a frustrating morning, bro. Okay,
we can tell.
There's some things.
But every time you vent a little bit. And
I do.
Say fatherhood's terrible. That's what Calkins tried to. It's one bad day. Like, you go through it and you find the value in it when you take the step back.
Calkins literally right after I dropped her off.
I know.
Right?
I could hear the car dinging and everything. Yeah. Riley had told you no a million times.
I love her and I would do anything for her. But damn, bro, she test me in a way that I've never been tested before in my life.
I wanted to shake the stream I was listening to and just yell one thing at you. It ain't about you no more.
Well, I'm still.
Take the you out of it, especially at this stage with them and how needy they are right now. Forget it. You looking in the mirror, you still thinking about you.
Bro, she doesn't listen.
You can't.
She doesn't listen. That's what it is. If she would just listen, it'd be good.
No, I just kept hearing about, I'm miserable. I'm this, I'm that. That you thinking about you.
Well,
it's part of you. Strap up, buddy. Strap up and buckle up, whatever. Saddle up,
now,
Taylor would tell you.
I will
you.
Say this. Last night, like, it's the beauty and the pain.
You get rewarded. There it is.
Last night she comes
we
in.
We rarely use it because it doesn't really get the doesn't circle the wagon.
It doesn't
settle up.
Going, yeah. But you know, like last night she comes in and she comes to my office, she says, "Thank you for playing with me outside. I love you very much."
Oh my dude, I told you when you start getting the reciprocation of love, it takes it to another level.
But
you should have joy.
But 2 days ago she wouldn't put pants on and she bit her mom. So, like, that's the, and she's.
That's part of it.
There was a conversation today about, I mean, it's just like, is this my life? I don't even want to say it on the air. It's too personal, but is this really my life?
You signed up for this lovingly.
And then I did it again.
So you ready?
And then I did it again.
Number two.
I cannot.
Exactly.
I cannot.
And we had the number, and it just shows you that we're sickos, but we said the number's 2.5 on John and kids. And what did I say, Brett? I said take the under. I said the 2 will wear him out. He'll never do it again.
Yep.
He's done. And I couldn't be more convinced.
I bet
of
you
that,
he
that
has
right.
an accidental
no,
third.
No.
I actually, he'll
Don't.
Have 3.
Well, you shouldn't, like, wish that on him or anything.
I think he'll have more.
It's not going to be intentional.
I can't remember if you went over at the time.
Most
we
people
did the
who
over
have
under.
3 are probably unintentional.
I'm going to be sticking at 2. Can you hear the right now the pain?
I bet you
in
he
his
has
voice.
A third, and it'll be because of the prophylactic
still,
accident.
He is still young. John will have to get about 2 more jobs to feel comfortable enough to get a third.
That's right.
Have a third job.
That's exactly right.
And he's
it
already
happens,
got
man.
8. He's already got 8 jobs.
Yeah, I don't think I can add 2
it's
more.
It's a slippery slope.
We don't
you
need
go 2,
add
you
much
go 3,
more.
Man.
No, I think at this point I'm just going to be celibate.
Look at Giannotto, man. It's like, oh, there's the third one.
Yeah. Well, he's just popping them out at this point.
That guy, he's a
I think it's like he's trying to enter Guinness. He's just trying to, you know.
Well, Calkins had 3.
Calkins had 3. He did. And you know what? He seems fine.
Yeah, he's so very good.
It works out. It works out in the end. But yeah, I don't
You're
know.
In the middle of it, though, bro. I mean, it's the early.
We get it.
Yeah.
And we're here to lift you up on daily and provide whatever you
need. Yeah,
hang
in there.
Well, then it's
you
like, you know, the other one, like, it's like one wakes up, the other one wakes up. You know, it's just, it's like a chain reaction.
Mm.
It's different when it's just one and you can just kind of focus on the one, but then you got to, like, split off and you got to, like, okay, let me entertain this one. Let me, you know, and that's the piece of it that the 2 is just the great equalizer. I mean, it just is. It's the. You know, it is. You go from playing, you get to, you double team, now you can play man to man.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys ever see me play defense, but I get blown by all the time.
Yes.
And I'm getting blown by again.
This is why I only had 1. I don't think I could handle any more than 1.
It's, you know, and I'm not trying to complain, but like at the end of the day, like it's, they're healthy, thank God, you know, and there was a time where I did not know that. I did not have that guarantee. And so I'm grateful that, you know, that they are healthy and happy, it seems.
Well, no, you sound like Bruce Pearl after them folks lost to Yale.
Yes. Well, that's kind of sometimes, some days I feel like that. Some days I feel like Janai Broome. I don't know if y'all saw a video, but at the end of the game, Janai Broome gets the rebound. He's on the ground for the final 6 seconds, bro. He's holding his knee. He's in complete pain. Then he rolls over as the shot. He gets up. He watches the shot go up from KD Johnson. Then it misses. Then he rolls right back over and starts holding his knee again. It's actually a hilarious video just because he was hurt, and then he was healthy, and then he was hurt again. You know, that's how I feel some days.
We get it.
It is a marathon for the parents out there.
Well,
you know.
And this Grizzlies season, John, has been sort of a marathon. Because it's just continued on and on and on.
It never ends.
I'm here to tell you there's 10 more left. 9 after tonight. Grizzlies will be back on the road after they got the Lakers tonight. Orlando, Detroit, Milwaukee, and then they wrap up the regular season with 5 of their final 6 at FedEx Forum. It's going to include 1 against Denver, a couple against Detroit. Yeah, old James, well, Detroit. You've got James Wiseman coming in here, and John is looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
There's your Grizzlies wrap-up. Make sure you're listening. 7 o'clock, 929 FM ESPN. Eric Hasseltine on the call at 7, pregame at 6:30.
Next story.
Hey, some AAC basketball news. We should have mentioned this yesterday, but just the chain reaction. Rob Lanier is staying in the AAC. He got the job at Rice. How about that?
Good for him.
I'm pretty sure that's who it was, right? Yeah, he went to Rice. He got the Rice job. There were some rumors that it would be Scott Pera, but it ended up being Rob Lanier, the former SMU coach who got fired after winning 20 games this year.
I'm not sure I knew that the Rice job was open.
Yeah, the Rice job was open. Pastner was linked to it, but he wasn't gonna come out of the TV for that. He wants a better job than that. I mean, I don't blame him. But yes, he stayed in the AAC. You know, that's a problem. Rice already beat you once with a fired coach. That's a sad state of affairs that beating Memphis don't even get you another year at Rice.
I said we lost to a Rice coach that was fired after 11-21 at home.
That's brutal. That is brutal. Is it not?
It's too painful. It's painful.
Thank you,
the
Tom.
The epitome
Thank you,
of
Tom.
Brutality.
Settle up.
We sleep in May. So, yes, Rob Lanier is in at Rice.
Good for
him. And then SMU is targeting Andy Enfield.
Yes.
And I tweeted this yesterday. I didn't say it on the show. And I think the statute of limitations on tweets being repeated on the show has run out, so I'm going to do that. But SMU fired Rob Lanier, a 20-win coach. And 20 wins, y'all tell me all the time on Twitter, 20 wins is a great benchmark. It's so impressive when a coach wins 20 games. Yeah, it's so impressive that SMU fired his ass. That's how much they love winning 20 games. And that's no tradition, by the way.
Wasn't Tubby winning 20?
Yeah, Tubby was winning 20. Fired his ass.
Well, then.
And it's just, it's not.
20 ain't what it used to be. You can't.
Exactly. When you play 33, right?
31 regular season games.
Yeah, dude. It ain't.
And then you got your
It don't mean
tournament.
A damn thing, bro. You know, it's so that's some perspective for y'all because SMU has no basketball tradition anyway.
Well, that's about the conference they're going into. Yeah?
Right. They want to pony up, but the best they can do, that's kind of what I was getting to. The best they can do is basically being a parachute for a coach in Andy Enfield who's going to be fired in a year. I mean, so you fired Rob Lanier to hire a coach that was about to get fired by USC. That's the best that you can do. So you really messed around and found out, SMU Mustangs. You can dangle the Metroplex. You can dangle the ACC. You can dangle all the money in the world. But you still, at your absolute best, only going to be a parachute. He was going to get fired, bro.
He had a terrible year. It was 3 straight tournament appearances before that, and including one that was an Elite Eight.
Yeah, but he blew it.
So, you know,
he blew it!
You're right that he'd be bailing out at USC, but you could sell, you know. He's done more than Rob Lanier has, although I would tell you Rob got a raw deal.
Yeah.
Enfield's done more than that.
He has. He has done more than that. But still.
And so what happens when Enfield...
I mean, is it like, oh, man, what a...
No, it's not, but he's I mean, he Sweet 16 with Florida Gulf Coast and Elite Eight with USC.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you got some runs, not just tournament appearances.
Yeah, so...
All that said, he goes to SMU... USC becomes open.
Yep.
And LeBron takes it.
Yeah, I think LeBron. Yes, LeBron retires.
There is a name out there, but I keep saying it's Muss.
Okay.
At Arkansas.
Yeah.
Right? That situation has turned into a mess.
Yeah.
The word has been long been that Muss is wanted out. If he can get out, we know he's a guy who likes to move around anyway. Why would Muss want USC? And then who goes to Arkansas?
Yeah, I mean, USC is...
That's what I'm saying. That could start a little carousel there.
USC is a better job than Arkansas, I think.
Well, and I don't know where is he born, but, I mean, he was out there with Golden State and everything else, right? He loves
the West Coast. Yeah, he was the coach in Nevada.
Nevada?
Yeah.
He loves the West Coast.
He's at Arizona State. He was at Nevada. He coached the Kings, you know? He coached the Warriors.
Yes.
So he's got... I mean, he's been everywhere. But point is, and did you also know that Eric Musselman was the head coach for... the China team.
I probably had forgotten that detail of his resume.
Does anybody know why?
Born in Ohio, but he's West Coast man.
The
like
China
said.
Team. Nobody seems to really know
why.
Yeah, huh. I don't know if Musselman sounds like Chinese. You know,
what are you talking about? Didn't Cal get hired by Puerto Rico or
Dominican.
Something? Dominican.
It was
okay.
Recruiting right, tactic. So? Recruiting tactic.
Yeah.
You know what the hell was Mus doing? Coaching China.
Wasn't Patino over there coaching somebody when him over here?
Okay, but
didn't Larry Brown go coach some team in Africa?
If you were China, would you want an American being your coach? If you were a Chinese person, would you say?
Yes.
You would say you
because
want Eric?
It's our game.
It's America's game?
Yes.
Okay. So you would
understand that?
Yep, you would be cool with it.
Not saying it's only our game, but it's out. We still own it. Best coaches come from us.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
That's what I'll say.
So would you be cool with Yao Ming being the head coach of the United States national team?
No.
Right.
Not their game.
Well, it's a global game.
Our game.
It's a global game.
No. We understand it better.
Well, a Canadian invented it technically.
I understand that. But again, where did it take off?
Mm-hmm. America.
Phil Jackson and the Bulls.
But Chinese people do play the game. So and
yeah, again, I'm not saying it's not a world game, not a game for everyone. Just saying it's our game.
Yeah, you're sounding real Christopher Columbus right now, where you're cool with muscle.
You just said you offered me Yao. I said no.
Well, I mean
that's ridiculous.
Is there any other...
Again, why wouldn't they want an American? Why wouldn't the Chinese not want Ty Lue, right?
Okay.
You know, why would they not want Malone?
Mike Malone.
Michael Malone.
And you would
Didn't
lend...
he don't call me Mike?
Yeah, anyway, would you Michael loan him Malone. To China?
That's what I'm about. They would, of course they would want him, because what? NBA is the best league in the world.
Yi Jianling. Would you be cool with him?
It sounded like you had a problem.
No, I just feel like if I was a Chinese person, I'd say we should have a Chinese national as our head coach. You know, it's international play. You know, that's what I would want.
It's ridiculous. It's an employee. You know, you're going to get the best coach that you can.
But I guess our soccer team.
He or she is from.
Our men's
exactly. Haven't we? We've long crossed over.
Right. Kind of weird in that way.
Haven't we had a bunch of foreign coaches
yes.
in terms of yeah,
yes.
USA soccer?
Because it's not our game.
See, you're catching up. You're catching up.
It's not our game in America. We want it to be. But we're just not there, are we?
Quick, give me somebody for Arkansas, because we've already moved.
I don't know. That job
We've moved infield to SMU, opening up USC. We have moved Muss from Arkansas
right.
to USC. Who can take Arkansas and then unlock the Memphis-Arkansas home-and-home series, because it's been Muss that's been holding the thing up?
Man, I don't know.
And here's the thing. I don't want to play Arkansas in a home-and-home if they don't have value, if they're not at a high level. It's where we are, the Vandy series right now. Why the hell you want to play Vandy in a series? It offers no value whatsoever. It may be where we're at with Missouri. Ole Miss with Chris Beard's got value, mm-hmm. right? Texas A&M's been good for you because of where they've been out at. Whoever the next Arkansas coach is, hopefully keeping it at a high enough level that, yeah, then you can get back a home and home, and it matters to you, it matters to them. That's my hope. Who are we putting in Arkansas? That's still a good job.
What coach, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's the profile of coach?
I'm sure you will be pulling up. You're not pulling from some major program. You're still pulling up, you know, from some program that's lower than you. Or
right.
Maybe a lateral move. But I see. Y'all don't care about the Arkansas job.
I'm trying to figure out, like, who would, like, where are you getting that coach from? You know, are you getting him from a head job in the AAC? Are you getting him from a head job in the ACC? How good is that job? I'm not asking.
Well,
like,
use the Louisville situation as
a
barometer.
Right, Pat Kelsey. Now they're coming off more success at Arkansas than the previous regime at Louisville. I don't know. Like,
there's less to clean up.
I have no idea. That's such a unique job. Like, you know, because how many people have connections to Arkansas? I don't know. Who was the coach before Musselman? Was it? It was Mike Anderson, right?
Yeah, I guess that's right.
He got fired, and then he went to St. John. I don't know if he got fired or not, but he went to St. John's, he got fired at Arkansas, and then he ended up going to St. John's. But you know, I just don't know. I don't know. It's got to be somebody that has some kind of connection. You know, because, yeah, Mike Anderson was an assistant there for 17 years.
Yes, under Nolan.
He was the interim. So he had an obvious, well-documented tie. Who else has that? I think Arkansas is that kind of job. I think Arkansas and Memphis are kind of similar in that way. Like, you kind of have to really know the deal.
It was Mike, and before that it was John Pelfrey.
Yeah, and Pelfrey was no good.
Nope.
So,
and before that, I remember the Stan Heath era, which was terrible.
Yeah,
fell off the map. Exactly. And again, if it's like Stan Heath, Arkansas, I don't want to play them if I'm Memphis. But
right,
you know, hopefully it's whoever gets it can keep it cooking, because that's you hear Muss once, you know, USC comes open, you got to think Muss will be involved.
I don't know how many like players are out there. You know, I mean, Darryl Walker's at Little Rock, but I don't think he's doing that well.
Well, I think they had a chance to make the tournament this year, and then. Maybe it was in the conference title game or the semis, Phil, because Preston Laird's on that staff.
Yeah, they were 21-13. They went to the CBI. They were tied for first in their league, but I don't think they're hiring Darryl Walker.
Right, I don't think they're ready for that.
I'm just like looking at I'm looking at former players here, you know, because that would be like where I look, and I don't know how many of these guys are actively coaching today. But that's kind of the direction I would at least turn, like somebody that's been here that knows what's up. It can help me. So that's the way it would go for me. But, yeah, for now, no change there yet, but I think there will be some dominoes for sure.
Next story.
All right, I'm curious what you think about this. The NCAA president, his name's Charlie Baker, wants a ban on prop bets in college sports across the board The NCAA has drawn the line on sports betting to protect student-athletes and protect the integrity of the game. Issues across the country these last several days show there is more work to be done. We know about prop bets, obviously, allow fans to bet on how many points, rebounds, whatever it is, yards, touchdowns, it is individual, bet individual on their individual performances. Baker wants it just to be on outcomes of games rather than actual individual props. Now, it should be noted, college props are not offered in all states, right, John? It's not, and it is limited. And can you do it in Tennessee?
No.
Don't think so. We're one of those that it is limited to. Baker wants it across the board. Obviously, Temple has been investigated by U.S. Integrity this year. Nothing's so far, I guess, come out of that in terms of a for sure wrongdoing there. But we are seeing, remember Butte or Booty, whatever you call it, the LSU receiver, tight end, whatever he was betting prop bets, everything else. It to me, and I had this conversation with John right before we came on the air, it makes a lot of sense. We're already in some states limited. It's not like we've all got access to it now to go ahead and drop it down because, again, it feels like it puts a lot of pressure on a student athlete who might not have a ton, whether it's NIL, where he comes from, background, everything else. It feels like they're again, if you can be approached individually and have some sort of information in terms of how much you come, again, the incentive to do it, the want to, the belief that you could get away with it just feels like it, you know, as opposed to I can affect the outcome of a game
right
by myself. You just, the probability is higher that you could impact those prop bets, those individual bets, you know, with information that you either have, whatever it is. And so it makes a lot of sense to me. You take pressure off the student athlete who might be facing some from some outside force that says, hey, you know what, I'm going to get this student-athlete to fold because I'm going to pay him this, and it's not going to really affect the outcome. Much like, I mean, it's the NBA, but a Jontay Porter situation where it's a guy who's on the list, but we know he's not going to play very much. I mean, it makes a lot of sense to me to just take it off. You've still got your prop bets in the pros and everything else. We're already limited, so why not, John, go ahead and put the blanket over everything in terms of college sports and prop bets themselves?
Yeah, look, I think you're not going to eliminate the vitriol totally because, you know, if a player I'm just thinking of in this scenario, if a player, you know, drops a pass in the end zone that would have been a game-winning touchdown or something, that player's still going to get it because he still impacted the outcome of the game.
Yes.
But that's a very specific situation, right? I do think because this market in particular feels like the one where it can be exploited the most, probably is the right thing to do because these kids are the kind of kids. You're not doing this unless you're a Jontay Porter in the NBA or the NFL. And the NFL, honestly, I think it would never happen because the only person who can impact an NFL game, there's only one, realistically. That's the quarterback. So and guess what? There's only 32 of those guys. They're not throwing games.
Right.
Not with the money they're making.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, could Roschon Johnson cough up a fumble or something? Why do you do that? Still, it ain't going to change his life, you know? I mean, it's important to remember the amount of money that you can get on these things. In the NFL, you can get more money on it, but these players make so much money that they're not going to risk anything with their career to do it. I think a college football player or a college basketball player, depending on the level, there, you know, there could be a scenario where you could see that happening. So I think, you know, for the safety and the integrity, I've never bet on college props before, Jason. I've never had the chance to do that.
Yeah, I was going to say, we haven't. I haven't had the chance.
It ain't no different to me. And if it reduces the risk of not only, you know, players receiving, you know, violent death threats or whatever, but also, you know, improving the integrity of the game, I would say it's a benefit. I'd say it's a boon. I mean, look, this stuff is new still in the grand scheme of things. It's, you know, it's got to be regulated, and it is regulated, but there's going to be some trial and error to it.
Have we talked about whatever happened at Loyola, Maryland?
Mm-mm.
Coach Tavares Hardy resigned earlier this month after Loyola said it had removed a person from the program after it became aware of a gambling violation. The Associated Press reported that Hardy was not the person removed from the program for the gambling violation, but he did step down afterwards. And then it goes into the Temple situation, U.S. Integrity watching over Temple. Their activity got, you know, flagged.
Right.
But I hadn't. I don't remember the Loyola Maryland situation. Us talking about it or creating many headline. I wasn't aware of a situation there. They were pointing to in this Baker this article about Baker wanting to shut down these prop bets. Some of these examples. Again, I haven't read very much detail, none at all, about what went down with the Loyola Maryland situation.
I have not heard that.
It just seems to. At least you can put one layer, you know, sort of a blanket over one layer of this. I think if you kill the prop bets. I don't know. I'd be interested to see. It's 38 states now where it's legal to bet.
Right.
It just says many of them don't allow college prop bets. What is the number of states that allow college prop bets? That's what I'd be interested to know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Not being one of them, obviously.
Yeah, I'm not sure what goes into that.
How many of them are there? Yeah.
Yeah.
Of the ones that can. Again, you're not 38 of us don't have access to it now, so it's not going to be anything you're taking away from us.
Right.
Just go ahead and shut it down across the board. I think Baker's being smart here. Usually NCAA, I mean, you know, doesn't seem like they're being very smart. I think President Charlie Baker's got it right here on this one to try to go ahead and put that ban down on all college prop bets. I think that's smart.
Yeah. But it is going to be a definite market that's monitored, and there will be changes, and there should be changes. You know, that's the way it has to be. You know, for this thing to be protected, for everybody to be protected, the bettors, the players, the teams, all that. So, anyway, we'll come back. Norton Hurd IV is going to join us. We'll talk to him about all the college basketball comings and goings, coaching changes, NCAA tournament games, all that and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, we're back. Jason and John on Eternal FM ESPN. Thanks for being with us here on a Monday. It's not a Monday. It's a Wednesday. That's what happens when you have so much going on in your life. You don't know what the day is. But today is Wednesday, Jason. Happy Wednesday.
Happy hump day to you.
Hump day. Getting through your week.
Absolutely.
Humping. Hunching.
Looking for that joy.
Looking for that joy. As is Robert Griffin III. Who right now is looking for some joy that you're not going to give to him.
That's to be determined.
Okay. Well,
his spot on Monday Night Football.
Bad news.
Or the pregame shows in jeopardy.
Now, I notice him more on college football calls.
Yeah, he does call. That's interesting that you know his whole, he does. He calls some college football games for him. Comes on Get Up a lot. And then he's a part of that, sort of countdown show they do. On the NFL. So he does quite a bit for ESPN. The Athletic wrote he had been considered a rising star, but has leveled off a bit. Maybe that's because of what he said about Caleb Williams and the Bears.
Right.
But that's between me and him. You and me You know, that's kind of me and RG3.
Exactly.
Kind of like me and Jeff's old relationship.
So they're, so the word is that they're trying to replace him with Jason Kelce, or they're considering replacing him with Jason Kelce. And you had more details, though.
No, so Jason Kelce is the most sought-after free agent in the TV business. You might think that's Bill Belichick. The Athletic would say it's not. And ESPN and The Athletic's article about this, they're playing another Monday Night Football pregame shakeup. And, yes, they would like to add the now-retired Philadelphia Eagles center, who is fantastic. We've seen him on the show he's got with his brother on that podcast. We've seen him in other instances now where – wasn't he on with Al Michaels 1 year during the broadcast? They had brought him in. I want to say Philly was on a bye week that week, and they brought him in. He was absolutely fantastic. We talked about him that week. You guys have got great memories when it comes to Jason Kelce's work so far in television. Yeah, they're gonna shake it up. They're trying to add him, but so is CBS, and so are NBC and Amazon Prime. And so Kelce's sitting in the catbird seat. He goes right out of retirement, and he's just as coveted when it comes to the television business, or the television broadcast business. They're keeping Marcus Spears, Ryan Clark, and, of course, Van Pelt's going to be a part of that deal. But, yes, Robert Griffin III's role is in jeopardy, the Athletic rights, because of their desire to get Jason Kelce. Now, Bill Belichick hadn't committed to anything. Most seem to think he has said he doesn't want to be a part of a regular studio show. Most seem to think he's going to do what we had talked about, that Peyton Manning, Omaha Productions combined deal with ESPN NFL Films, where maybe you do a goat cast with Nick Saban. Something, you know, he can get in and out of, maybe committed to a few of, but not something where he's coming in on a weekly basis. That seems to make a lot of sense for him. Here's something interesting. CBS is basically their studio show, which I will admit, I watch the least.
Mm-hmm.
That's Boomer. It's Phil Sims. It's Cower.
Yep.
And Burleson. You know, you guys ever watch CBS? I don't watch it, but that's the crew. All of those guys are unsigned for next year. So they're wide open.
Wow.
The only folks that that CBS has got signed up are James Brown and Watt, who are on a part-time basis. So they're wide open, hoping that they can catch the big fish that would be Jason Kelce as well. I was telling you off-air that I do believe at this point in their careers, having Boomer and Phil Sims on the same studio set is a little bit redundant. They're kind of the same.
Right.
You know, I'm getting the same vibe from both of them.
Yeah.
Sort of old, tough quarterback. You know, Super Bowls, everything
yep.
else, but you typically get the same. So it makes some sense that all these guys are again, they're being reviewed in the sense that they don't have signed contracts right now. They could easily be replaced. I'm sure not all of them will be.
Right. I think most probably are replaceable. I mean, there are very few that I'm like, you cannot lose this guy and expect to, you know, plus people are there for the football. They're not there for the...
James Brown is signed up, probably got a lifetime deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've noticed, his hair has made a great comeback.
It has.
But again, how can we spice up that CBS set? You know, Nate Burleson, Bill Cowher, Boomer Esiason, and Phil Sims. How much of that are we keeping? I'm going to keep Nate Burleson.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
You like Nate, don't you?
Yes.
Nate's good.
Yes.
So good. Doesn't he have a deal with the morning show or something with CBS?
I think he's on there with them Strahan.
That's how good he is.
Or no, Strahan's today.
Right.
But I think Burleson has done some big-time stuff.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He's done it because that's the talent. He's in demand. Now, Bill Cowher, Boomer, Phil, if you can move some of that out to bring a Jason Kelce in, update that a little bit with your athlete there, put him next to J.J. Watt, I think that's fantastic. That might be a group that I tune in for on occasion. But, yeah, they have long needed an overhaul on their studio show. Doesn't sound like they'll be able to get a guy like Bill Belichick. We'll see if they can get a Kelce. But the days of Burleson, Bill Cowher, Boomer, and Phil all together there with Brown, those are done, it appears. Again, all those guys unsigned for next year.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. But I'm with you, though. Like, get a little younger, right? Get a little younger on the end. Like, you know who they might bring in? J.J. Watt, right? They could put J.J. Watt in that spot.
He's part-time. He's already him and James Brown are locked up for CBS, but he's only he doesn't want to be full-time.
Right? He doesn't want to do the show?
But Watt is going to be a part of it on a part-time basis. Already was, apparently.
Who else? Who's
it says Watt may continue as a part-timer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they are, him and J.J. are the only ones, him and J.J. Watt and James Brown, the only ones inked up on CBS for the studio show next year. It's they are wide open.
Yeah. I would like to.
You add Kelce to that.
Yep. That's good. That's good. That lives
you're keeping,
it up.
You're keeping Burleson.
Yep.
Yeah, and maybe you keep Cowher. You know.
I don't know.
Old Bill over the hill for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like you said, like that old gruff, you know, former head coach. You know, it's like they don't like I would just try to replicate what the TNT show does with Barkley and Shaq and Kenny. I would try to get like dynamic, funny, engaging former players.
You don't want one old ball coach on the. Typically, everybody's got one of those, right? Everybody's
well, I'm
got
doing old, it differently, bro.
Okay.
I'm not trying to do it like everybody else.
Yeah, you're going way outside the box.
But
we're like gonna, ESPN's got Rex Ryan, you know.
Right,
you know,
I
everybody's
understand
got a ball coach.
But everybody who plays football is a smart person, right? I mean, you have to be. You have to be on some level.
No, I mean you're right. I mean you don't have to have a coach.
So
it's kind of the old cookie cutter way. But you're right.
There's so many like old like quarterbacks, former quarterbacks out there that I would like. Try to bring in, you know.
You know what I put on that thing? Sean Salisbury.
There you go.
Bring him back.
There you go.
Bring him back.
Let him back in.
Yes, they should.
Let's see. Retired NFL quarterbacks. Who would I go get? Because some of them, you're right. Like, didn't we do the Breeze thing? We tried him out.
He was terrible.
No good.
Yeah, NBC tried him. I'm pretty sure it was NBC.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah.
And I think I predicted that.
Yeah, he was just boring. Witten was boring as a tight end, wasn't he?
Very much so.
I'm trying to
again, Travis will be good when he's
you know who I would go get?
Travis will be great once he retires. Both Kelce brothers will be doing this, I guarantee it.
Phil Rivers.
Man, he's too country boy.
Dude, Phil Rivers will talk some ish though.
No.
He'll do it, bro. He'll be good. I would do Phil Rivers. Again, I need interesting.
Dagnabbit.
No, he's not that country, is he?
Dadgummit.
But see, that's good. That's charming. That's a
we
thing.
Get enough of that from Randy Moss, bro.
I would say Donovan McNabb, but I believe he's working an Outkick. So I think that is gonna
what? What's happened to him?
Nothing. I think he just works. He just works at Outkick, Jason. He's just a columnist or opinion guy at Outkick, brother. Did you not know that?
No.
Yeah. I think he's there. I believe so.
You got to be making that up.
No, I think he's. Okay. I think he is, man. Yeah, he joined Outkick for the NFL show.
What?
The five spot with Donovan McNabb. Clay got him.
I can hear Rush Limbaugh clapping from his grave. The man who once criticized Donovan McNabb.
It's perfect. It's perfect.
Oh my
it's so
Lord.
Good. It's so good.
Donovan must.
The man who Rush Limbaugh criticized for being a black quarterback joined forces with the man that replaced Rush Limbaugh on the radio. Now that's good.
That has to be fake news.
No, it's not. It's not. I don't know if he's still there, if he's reprising it
now,
for a second.
Donovan got a tryout. He got a run with like ESPN.
I think so. Yeah.
That's what it was. They just passed. They said like Robert Griffin III, like the athletes, right? And we thought he leveled off and moved on. Maybe that's all. Maybe that's just what's out there for him now.
Right.
Again, I mean, you know, I can't be a judge. Man needs man. You know, of a man's paycheck.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Dude, what you realize is I'm looking through all these like
just
retired quarterbacks.
Ironic.
Most of them work somewhere. Most of them are like on a broadcast or on a panel.
Well, we let Steve Young go.
We did let
he
Steve
got,
Young
he got
go.
He got a little old.
Yeah.
Him and Susie Colbert got trimmed last year, if you'll remember.
Right.
Susie and her draft coverage.
Does Dan Marino do anything?
I think down in Miami he does, but I don't think. Nationally, he used to be on that CBS studio show, I thought, and that no, he's not on there.
Marino living that life, though. He was featured, you know, yesterday we talked about the HBO special, Hard Knocks. He is featured prominently with that Miami Dolphins team. Is sort of, they all suit up. I know they do it for the when they celebrate the undefeated season, but they also have a lot of their alums, like Dan Marino, in the locker room around the team. Like, that's a big thing. So I think Dan's got plenty of money, and he's kind of, not that he's above it, but like he's kind of above it. I mean, he's like Montana. Like, Montana has so much money and so many TV commercials. Like, he doesn't need the paycheck, I don't think.
So last season, ESPN, it says, rushed to put together its Monday Night Football Countdown show where it chose Van Pelt over, you all might not have known this, NFL live host Laura Rutledge. Both were finalists for the prime gig.
Interesting.
Monday Night Football Countdown. Yeah, he got it over Laura. Laura probably hates Van Pelt for that. I mean, that's you're going to get paid big bucks if you get
that. That's a big pay raise there.
Or is it? Is Laura, even if she gets that on the contract that she's on, Van Pelt's going to get the money that he's already on? I'd be interested in that. But the point was that's much more exposure for Laura on the NFL than what she's currently got on NFL Live when she's on in afternoons. Remember, Laura
that's a
coming
huge
up
bump
from college.
For her if she it'd were
be
to
a,
get
it'd
that.
Been a huge bump if she got that. Anyway, they decided to go with Van Pelt. They had to because they had moved on from Susie Colbert, who was let go last June during the layoffs, along with Steve Young. So now they've got Van Pelt. Them two are trying to get Jason Kelce. And then they've got Spears, who we like, right? Marcus Spears, as it writes, one of the network's best analysts, strong and fun TV presence. Ryan Clark is fantastic. I don't know if y'all have noticed.
I like Ryan Clark.
They had him hosting Get Up.
Yeah.
So his new contract has got some host duties.
He's good at it.
Now
he can
anchor. Changed. Yeah. He was pretty good. Got Ryan Clark as well with Van Pelt there. So the ESPN show is pretty good. As we said, though, Robert Griffin III spot might be up in a little bit of jeopardy if they can get Jason Kelce. Everybody bidding for Jason.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.